For 40 years, the U.S. has banned the export of mostly all crude oil. Matt Laszlo reports a new debate is raging in Washington over whether to end the ban.
The U.S. banned crude oil exports after the oil embargo of 1973. It's been in place since, which has negatively impacted global oil prices. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says he's ready to lift the ban.
Well, I'm supportive of exporting American energy, exploring for more American energy, but we're exporting coal from Wyoming. We want to export more natural gas and as well as additional petroleum products.
Barrasso says the ban on crude oil exports is hurting the U.S. during this modern-day energy boom.
That means producing more, and obviously if we're selling that abroad, that helps us as a nation with our balance of payments, and we wouldn't be sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas.
Others in Wyoming aren't sold on the idea of lifting the crude oil export ban. Among them, Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis.
I am an advocate, quite frankly, for natural gas exports because we have such a tremendous glut of natural gas and the price is so low that it discourages exploration.
Lummis says it's a different picture with crude oil because the U.S. still imports more than 40% of its oil from overseas, often from countries with a volatile political and military landscape.
We all know that we're still importing oil from other countries. We also know that we have natural gas wells shut in because of the glut in natural gas. So as I look at it, I am much more concerned about trying to stimulate the price of natural gas while providing export opportunities for the natural gas community.
As for the impact on Wyoming producers if the ban is lifted, Bruce Hinchey, the president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, says states like Texas, Louisiana, and Alaska stand to gain the most.
You know, we're not close to any ports, so to export, it's going to have to go a long way to export and there's other crude closer to ports to export than us.
Academics largely agree. Tim Considine is a professor of energy economics at the University of Wyoming.
Well, it's mixed bag. For Wyoming oil producers, prices could be higher. And for refiners, their feed costs, their crude and liquids would be a bit more expensive.
But Considine says overall it will help spur economic growth.
You're allowing markets to sort all this out, and free trade, everyone benefits from free trade in the end when it's all said and done. There'll be winners and losers, but for net, it's a win for the U.S. economy.
The million, or more accurately, billion-dollar question is what will this mean for you when you fill up your gas tank? Charles Mason is a petroleum professor at the University of Wyoming. He says consumers may be the losers as gas prices go up.
You can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
But Mason says the price increase he's predicting will merely get lost in the background noise.
So if I'm right and crude oil goes up a little but not a lot, maybe $5, you probably see something like a 15-cent increase in the price of gas.
While the debate over ending the export ban on crude oil continues to pit some Republicans against other Republicans, they're still unified in one thing, opposing the Obama administration. Senator Barrasso says administration officials are hampering the U.S. energy economy.
I think we have such incredible resources in the United States, and we're being held back by the Obama administration policies from really exploring for additional sources of energy that we know are there, and we ought to be doing that. It would help our economy. It would help with jobs. The taxes on the energy being sold overseas would help at home.
And Congresswoman Lummis says while the debate over the export ban has popped up in policy circles, she isn't really hearing about it from energy producers and refiners back home.
Now, their main concern legislatively is that, quite frankly, that tax reform might change the way that they can recover their costs of production. I hear frequently about regulations that are stifling their ability to produce oil and gas.
Efforts to unwind regulations and to overhaul the tax code remain stalled in this hyperpartisan Congress. But the debate over the crude oil ban is now bubbling here in Washington. While experts say it's unlikely to be ended anytime soon, it's become the talk of this town. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.